When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
In this portion of Scripture, 2 Chronicles 12, we see the successor, the son of Solomon. Of course, Solomon, reputed for his great wisdom and his wealth, and the wealth which he had gathered. And the Queen of Sheba, when she saw these things, she had no more breath left in her. She said, there was no more spirit in her. Now, when you succeed a person like that, and we are those that have succeeded Christ, don't forget that. We are those that come in the wake of Jesus Christ, not King Solomon. And how should we live then? If we turn to the 12th chapter and look at 5 and 6, 2 Chronicles 12. Then came Shemaiah the prophet to Rehoboam. And lo, the princes of Judah that were gathered together in Jerusalem because of Shishak, that was the king of Egypt, who invaded them, because of Shishak, and said unto them, thus said the Lord, you have forsaken me, and therefore have I also left you in the hand of Shishak. My going from the hands of God into the hands of the king of Egypt. What a transition. What a dismal declension. Whereupon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves. And they said, the Lord is righteous. And when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, they have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they shall be his servants, that they may know my service and the service of the kingdoms of the countries. My, what a difference between serving the Lord and becoming the servants of the king of Egypt. That they may know my service. Some of us don't even realize what we have spiritually inherited. You know, I feel very sad when I see people make light of their heritage in Christ. There is such a heritage of truth given to us today. But we have not completely, as I would say, welcome that body of truth. It seems like an inconvenience. You see? And we feel we are strictly inhibited or restricted by all these things that are just no-go places. All right, when you see some of these roads going through the desert areas of the United States, and all around cactus and bushes, you dare not go off the road, can you? If you do, you do that to your own peril. There's no water available. There are no rescuers who will come to you speedily. And nobody thinks of riding off into the desert because they know that they are imperiling their lives. Well, we just steer off and veer off wherever we please. And then we blame God. Does it make any sense? Who asked you to drive into the desert? Who asked you to choose the service of the king of Egypt? You must know that you're not going to be happy under his service. See, we don't even seem to rejoice in the service of our king. That is a sad thing. Should somebody goad you like an elephant is goaded sometimes? What nonsense. I am serving the King of Kings. There's no greater, better service. And we treat it lightly. You know, when I see anybody treating the body of truth which God has given us, and some of the body of truth to trickle down to us, percolate, is not easy at all. Takes a long while and a lot of resistance from us. And then we seem to say, yes, this seems to be the right thing. This seems to be true. I had better shape up and pay some attention. But friends, look at this. When they saw Jerusalem invaded and sacked. Sacked is a very British phrase. And you would call it looted or defrauded or whatever. You see, when Jerusalem was sacked, here were the wealth, the treasures, ninth verse. So Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took all. You know, one of the things that took place in the last war was the awful fear that Russian forces would first invade Germany. They did not want to fall into the hands of the Russian looters and rapers. So they were waiting to fall into the hands of the American army. Oh, it was a very trying time when the treasures of many stately houses, art treasures, and some of them were either trashed or carried away to Russia. You see, they didn't expect any justice from the Russian forces. They didn't expect any mercy. You see? And as one person told me, that when a gun, an American soldier leveled his gun at this German man, who later became a great entrepreneur, and inventor. He said, I have 5 children. And the soldier put down his gun. You see, that kind of mercy, that kind of kindness and treatment, the people, the conquered people, did not expect at the hands of the Russian. They were a bunch of godless people raised up in communism. So, here when the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house, he took all, 9th verse, he carried away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. So the walls were bare in the guardhouse. So what did the king do? He said, instead of that, of these shields of gold, King Rehoboam made shields of brass. That's exactly what we've been doing. You see, instead of real money, it is just paper money, borrowed money. Now, instead of golden shields that decorated the walls, brazen shields were made. You know, we like to put up the appearance. You know, the Christian appearance is a very dignified thing. Oh, it gives us anywhere a sense of dignity and a sense of worth, the Christian identity. Now, in the place of the real thing, if you have to set up an imitation, a brazen shield, well, with all the polish that you can give brass, it does glitter, it looks beautiful, but brass is brass. Gold is gold. You can put up an appearance and for a while, but then the glitter fades. Going from the hands of God into the hands of the king of Egypt. What a transition. Let us pray. Loving Father, we seem to be far from the standards which thou hast set before us. These are not movable standards. We cannot amend them. They are truth. We may not be people who divide like Rehoboam. Oh, save us, please save us. Hear our prayer. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.